Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Kroger is recalling four spices and seasonings after salmonella was found in one product on the shelves. If you've ever shopped at Kroger or Aldi or these big box stores, grocery stores I'm talking about, different than Jewel and Whole Foods and Sunset, you know that you're sometimes in your mind, you have a little bit of a different feeling when you're, I used to shop at Kroger when I was in college. Stuff was not expensive, but you still expect that they're going to stay on top of safety for their products. And certainly Kroger is doing this by pulling four seasonings just because it was found in one. So they pulled their ground cinnamon, an 18.3 ounce size. That's big. It's a lot. Their garlic powder, their coarse ground black pepper, and their bacon buds. I don't know why anyone would buy bacon buds, but I suppose little bacon bits on your salad, but make bacon and crumble it up and then put it on your salad. So anyone who's purchased any of those seasonings on the list can return it for a full refund. But they recalled all their seasonings just for safety's sake. So if you're somebody that is worried about that sort of thing, you want to take those seasonings back, the ground cinnamon, garlic powder, black pepper, and bacon buds. And I'm just here to tell you, don't buy bacon buds. You don't even know if they're real. There's no real bacon in it. If you're going to eat bacon, because bacon rocks. Now, in the second story on this top of the hour news story, we're giving breaking news. We are. I mean, come on, talking about baking buds? That is breaking news. Very important information, because who doesn't like bacon? But we're also giving you tips and information and ways that you can take this information and use it for yourself. Now, this one I think is fantastic. If you think people who text while walking are a hazard, then you might want to think again, because there was a new study that people walk more cautiously when they're texting, and that they're not any more likely to trip over obstacles than those who don't use their mobile phones while they're walking. But here's the catch. This study was done in a lab setting, and when you see people out there walking on the street, I'm not so sure I agree with this small study. It talks about the way the texting affects the way people walk, but it was a laboratory setting. It took place in a different area than real life, so their results may not be so valid in reality. And in the study, these participants had to, they were watched. They were right there walking. When you look out on the street, if you're someone who drives around and you see the text walkers and you see them just absolutely walk right into the street at a stoplight or a stop sign, and I've seen it so many times. And while I'm on my kids about texting and driving as they start to learn to drive, texting and walking is absolutely just as hazardous. And I don't know that this little small laboratory-based study is going to tell us anything about the dangers of being distracted when you're supposed to be mobile. If you're walking, if you're driving, if you're riding a bike, whatever it is, I've even seen texting skateboarders, okay? I've seen those guys bounce into curbs and bump into people and all of these things. And I just, God, leave the texting until you're standing off to the side of the sidewalk. Don't even stop in the middle of the sidewalk and text. If you do have to communicate with someone, because it's oh so important, I can sound like this and all holier than thou and sanctimonious because I don't really text. You have to push the buttons on my phone like 15 times to get certain letters. But I do know that I've had to jam on my brakes or bump into someone on the sidewalk or walk around them. And I also tell my kids there's no texting at the table. There is no texting when we're talking. Get your face up and look at me. So this texting and strolling study, I don't know how seriously we're really taking it, because if you see people, you might change your mind as well. We got a great show coming up. Top of the news hour done. Stay tuned.